Great morning, folks. This is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Sunday Mindset Message here. I go live every Sunday. Doesn't matter where I am on the planet here. I'm currently in Colombia, Medellin. But it is Sunday, and this is the first day of the week. As a matter of fact, here in Colombia, it's Holy Week, okay? And I want to share something with you here, and I want to give you the message for your week so you can begin to apply some of the things I'm going to share with you to ensure your week is not good, but great. Does that make sense? Okay. But before we get started, I want everybody to do something for me, okay? I want every one of you to do something for me. It's going to take 30 seconds. I want you to take your finger, and I want you to type in the comment box below three things that you're grateful for. Listen to me. Three things are three people that you're grateful for. Okay? Go ahead. Everybody, if you can hear my voice, if you've been blessed to speak, if you still have the use of your arms, I want you to comment three things. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your situation, man, woman, child, teenager. I want everybody to begin this Sunday mindset message with me just by sharing your thoughts and three things that you're grateful for. Go ahead. Okay. Three things. And go ahead and share and like this out as well if you don't mind. This, I know some of you, maybe you miss church. So today or this morning, you're going to join the Church of Wesley Virgin here. And I'm not here to talk about religion. I'm here to talk about your life. And I'm here to give you some tools, some resources that you can begin to use and apply in your life to begin to design the life that you deserve to have. But before we do that, like I said below, three things. Go ahead, think deeply here. What are you grateful for? And the reason why I wanted to start this morning's mindset message like this is because this is how I begin to change myself when I was in a lost and dark place. This is what I realized that I had to start to do. It wasn't what I wasn't doing externally. It was what I wasn't doing internally. So I began to feel. I began to think with gratitude every morning here. Okay? So the title of this morning's rant is Don't Fall in Love with Your Thoughts. And this is going to be a great one here. So go ahead and strap up, put your seatbelt on. I want you to buckle up tight here this morning because I'm going to share something that's going to wow you and blow your mind here. Okay. So I want everybody to comment that title below. And if you have, and listen, if you're in the house with somebody else, maybe you're at your job, I don't know. I want you to look to your left, look to your right, and I want you to tell the person next to you and say, don't fall in love with your thoughts. Okay? Now, you may be thinking, what do I mean by that? Don't fall in love with your thoughts. Well, let me go deeper here. Listen. Don't fall in love with your thoughts unless those thoughts are thoughts of positivity. Okay? Don't fall in love with your thoughts unless the thoughts that you're having are those thoughts of positivity, which means that so many of us, we fall in love with our thoughts, but those thoughts are a bit negative. Does that make sense? We fall in love with our thoughts of adversity, challenges, problems, issues, digresses. We tend to fall in love with those thoughts because we continue to think about those thoughts. Who am I talking to? Well, watch this. Right now, Sunday. A lot of you got to go to work tomorrow, right? A lot of you have to start the week again because, you know, this weekend maybe you had some fun, you party, you're drunk. I don't know what you did this weekend, but maybe you had a pretty good time. But now you say, oh, back to the rat race, back to the grind. And let me ask you a question. You know, when you say that, when you say, well, I'm back to the rat race, back to the grind, you know, I got to go back to work, I got to go back to reality. How do you feel when you say those thoughts, or how do you feel when you say those words? Many of us are so unconscious of the things that we say out of our mouth that we don't realize that we're digging our own grave. A lot of you, like, you're digging your own grave with your thoughts. And you fell in love with those thoughts because those are the only thoughts that you primarily think about. Write this down below. This is not new to you, but I'm going to share it with you again. You get what you think about most. You get what you think about most. So I'm thinking, you know, just for you for a second, what are you thinking about most of the time? See, most of you have, like, your thinking is, listen, they call it a stinking thinking. Some of your thinking is so stinking that you don't even realize that your thoughts stink. Because you might say, well, that's just reality, what? That's just how my life is, you know, it's just like that right now. Well, I'm going through it right now. I'm in a dark space right now. Well, I have no money right now. Well, life is hard right now. I'm hurting right now. I'm in pain. Nothing is going well for me. And you think because you're showing love. Listen, I'm going to share my own experience here, so don't judge me. I remember having my first girlfriend when I was 25 years old. And beautiful black young lady. And you know, I liked her a lot, and we decided to be in a relationship. And long story short, you know, we ended up moving in together, and she had a child, and I was in the house with her. But unfortunately, we would argue all the time. You know, we would fight, like, consistently. It got so bad that we couldn't not talk without having a bottle of wine. You ever been in that situation in a relationship, or is that just me? Honestly, we could not have a normal conversation without a bottle of wine. Of course, after the bottle of wine, then we end up having sex. And that's how that relationship was. It was toxic. And I remember I used to tell people, listen, man, you know, I'm going through it and this, this, this. And yeah, but I'm going to keep pushing through, blah, blah, blah. And he said, Wesley, if only you can see what I see. And what he was saying is, I was so deep in love with the toxicity and the misery that I didn't realize that it was creating a dysfunction. I didn't realize that I began to change as a person because I was in it. See, I was in love with the toxicity because you know this one woman told me, she said, Wesley, you know, do you truly love yourself? Because it looks like you love the toxicity more than you love yourself. She says, it seemed like you love the toxicity in the relationship more than you love yourself. And that's what's happening with a lot of you right now. You love your toxicity. Toxicity is your negative, cynical, piss poor thoughts. And you don't realize that what you think somebody else is doing to you, you're doing to yourself. Can I get an amen, please? It's not church. Listen, what you think other people are doing to you, you might say, that's my professor, it's his fault. It's my daddy's fault, my mama's fault, it's my wife's fault, my girlfriend's fault, my boss's fault, it's my co-worker's fault, but it's you! It's you. You have fell in love with your miserable, piss-poor, cynical thoughts. You don't even realize it. You ever met a person, they can see that you're going down the wrong path, but you're the only person that can't see it. That's what happened with me in that relationship. People can see that I was in the wrong relationship, and the only person that couldn't see it was me. Why? Because I was in it. I fell in love with my toxicity in the relationship. And many of you have fell in love with those thoughts of negativity. And you don't even realize it. And you know why you don't know? Because you're not around enough people who are positive. You're not around a lot of people who can see the blessings of the world. You're not around enough people that have a smile on their faces. You're not around enough people that laugh. You're not around enough people that are grateful for every experience, everything that is taking place in their life. Comment below. I'm around the wrong people. Come on. That's you. You're around the wrong people. If you're the person to say, well, I just can't. I asked this person the other day, I said, hey, what do you want? Say, well, I want to be happy. I say, well, what needs to happen in your life for you to be happy? You know what that person told me? I don't know. She's around the wrong type of people. Comment below. I'm around the wrong people. If you're not waking up grateful, happy, excited about something, you are around the wrong people. Comment below. If you're not able to look at your situation, maybe it's not the best. I get it. Everybody wants to be wealthy and okay and comfortable and happy. And everybody wants to feel that they're making progress in life. I get it. But if you cannot compel yourself to be able to see the light in darkness, you're around the wrong people. Comment below if you're around the wrong people. Like, comment those words below. I'm around the wrong people. Tell your neighbor. I'm around the wrong people. Okay? That's it. You know, I've been doing these Sunday rants for about 4 years, and it's very perplexing that so many people come back with the same questions. Wesley, I'm in a dark place right now. Wesley, I just can't get it to work. Wesley, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Wesley, I don't know what I'm missing. Well, Wesley, I just need to get out of this relationship, but I don't know. Wesley, I need to quit my job, but I'm just afraid. You're around the wrong people, ladies and gentlemen. You have fell in love with those thoughts of pessimism. You have fell in love with your thoughts of misery. You fell in love with your thoughts of toxicity. Does that make sense? You're around the wrong people in your life. Do you actually think that successful people are bitching and complaining like poor and average people? And that's you, a lot of you. Think about it for a second. Do you think they're waking up thinking about, oh man, I don't want to go do this. Oh, I got to go to my job. Damn, I got to go do this. Damn, I got to do this. I got to do this. Do you think we use that type of language? I got to do this. I got to do this. Man, I got to go work out. Damn. Damn, I got to go to work on Monday. Damn. Do you think that we speak that way? We do not. The reason why you speak that way, because you're around other people that speak that way as well, that continue to reinforce that speech pattern. And you wonder why your situation fails to make progress. Comment below. I am around the wrong people. You have fell in love with the thoughts of misery. You have fell in love with the loss of disappointment and depression. You know, you ever met a person that's always just, you know, they just see the glass half empty. They just always just, it doesn't matter what happens in their life. Something great can happen. They say, yeah, well, it's sunny outside, but it's a few clouds. I think it's going to rain later tonight. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, I did get this promotion, but they didn't give me enough money. We call those type of people mismatchers. It doesn't matter what goes well, what goes right in their life. They find a reason to feel fucked up. Oh, excuse me. I know it's Sunday. Can I get an amen? It's the truth. They just find a reason to feel fucked up. They say, yeah, this happened, but. Well, yeah, I got that, but. Yeah, I got a new car, but I had a flat tire. Why? Because those people have fell in love with their thoughts. Their negative thoughts. I invite you to begin to fall in love with those thoughts of positivity. And I understand you may say, well, how do you do this? First of all, what you're doing right now listening to me is a part or as a step in the right direction. Because I have fell in love with my thoughts, but I only fall in love with the thoughts of positivity, of love, of joy, of abundance, of happiness. That's it. My mind, the thoughts that I think about most of the time are the thoughts of expectation, of the things that I desire, the things that I want. That's it. I'm not saying that I don't have negative thoughts or toxic thoughts at times, but most of my thoughts are positive. Most of my thoughts are wealthy, abundant thoughts. Okay? Now, how do you do that? Because I know there's somebody on this message, on this phone right now, right, on this podcast, that wants to know how. It's very simple. The first step is you got to realize that you're around the wrong people. Think about it. Close your eyes for a second. Think about all the people that you're around. I want you to think about all the people that you're going to conversate with today. I want you to think about all the people that you're going to text today, DM today. I want you to think about all the Instagram posts you're going to watch. Think about the TikTok videos you're going to look at today. Just think about it for a second. Every face, every person that you were able to think about in this moment, well, those people are shaping you. They're shaping your beliefs. They're shaping your attitude. They're shaping your behaviors. Listen, this is not rocket science, you know. Listen, people think that, you know, making $1 million or having a lovely body or having a relationship that's loving and perfect, it's not rocket science. It's not hard. You know, people say, oh, it's hard to be in a relationship. It's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to get the body. It's not hard. It's not. What I realized that, you know, over the years when I was broke and when I was not making progress, that it's just simple things done repeatedly that would allow you to have everything that you want in life. What is a simple thing if you want to make money? Watch this. Write this down. It's a very simple thing. If you want to make money, like if you want to completely turn your life around financially, it's easy. You have to start to expect that you can do it. And listen, first you have to expect that you can do it. Then you have to know that you will do it. That's it. That's the first step. Let me say it again. Let me say it slower. Like if you want to turn your financial situation around, your money, okay? More money in your life. Can I get an amen, please? Listen. All you have to do, simple. First, expect that you can do it. Like, you just have to believe that you can do it. Despite where you are right now, you just have to have this thought. It could be a very foreign thought, right? Because at the same time you're thinking about, well, can I do it? You're thinking about everything else in the past, right? You're thinking about how broke you are, thinking about your bad credit, you're thinking about what you, I get it. But you have to expect that you can do it. Then you have to know that you will do it. That's the first step. And listen, you don't, this is, I'm going to help a lot of you with this next statement. You don't have to have a reason to validate those responses. Like, you don't have to have a, because you might say, well, how? I mean, you don't have to have a reason. I didn't have to have a reason to know that I was going to be a multimillionaire. I just knew I was. See, I think because of how we've been taught that we have to have reasons, something that validates the response. You know, you may be a person, have no money in your bank account and say, well, I want $100,000 in my bank account. But at the same time, you're thinking about, but how am I get it? You know, I don't understand. What have I done to be able to make $100,000? What I'm saying is all that stuff will come later. You don't have to have a reason or know exactly how you're going to do whatever you're trying to do. See, the power of the mind as it relates to your imagination. Your imagination is very powerful. Why? Because whatever you think about, whatever you imagine, and if you imagine it long enough, it will become real. Does that make sense? Your mind doesn't have to have a reason to think about something. Right now, I can think about I'm on a private jet, on a Gulfstream 650 jet going to Paris right now with my boo. I mean, I can just think about that. And the great thing about it, I can think about it so much that it can become real. You have some people that we label as schizophrenics, right? You go in your city on the street, you have men and women, poor, hungry. You got one man with a Superman outfit on, and he swear to God that he's Superman. And we call that schizophrenic. But he has convinced himself that he's Superman. You can't even tell him that he's not. He'll tell you, I'm Superman. I'm going to save the world. Right? And you can't tell him, say, oh, man, you're not Superman. He said, yes, I am. See, that's the power of the mind. The power of the mind, once you properly use your imagination, it will become anything that you want. Your mind is not partial to, well, how is this going to happen? Your mind really don't care. Whatever you consume, the mind, let me break this down. You should already know this, but your mind is very similar to a computer. So whatever you're putting in the computer is what the computer is going to regurgitate out to you. It can't do no more, it can't do no less. That's how the mind works. So if you keep telling the mind that you're a multimillionaire, that you're rich, that you're successful, that you're happy, that you're positive, that you're grateful, that you work. I mean, if you just keep telling yourself that, your actions will naturally begin to change. Your environment will naturally begin to change. Does that make sense? Because that's just how it works. It doesn't have to have a reason. You guys are overthinkers, right? How many of you are overthinkers? You think so much, and that's the reason why you're miserable. It's the reason why you can't sustain this emotion of happiness, gratefulness, abundance, because you're overthinking. The mind doesn't need to overthink. What's fascinating about the mind, listen up here, is all you need to do is put yourself in the environment of the type of person you want to be. You want to be a doctor? Well, you should be around doctors. Go to the hospital. Get around these people. You want to be a lawyer? Go to a law firm. Get around lawyers. You want to be a successful person? Get around successful people. You want to be a millionaire? Get around millionaires. You want to be broken? Get around broken people. You want to be a person that bitches and complain about life? Get around those type of people. You want to be a person that gossips all the time? Get around people that gossip. You want a drama feel like? Stay around people that always talk about drama. Why do you think I spend so much time by myself alone? I'm in Columbia, right? It's my second residence. It's 7,500 square foot in here. Got about 5 different rooms here. Okay? I'm here by myself most of the time. Have a full-time staff, of course, but like on Sundays, it's just me and the chef. It's just me by myself alone. I don't have any men or women coming through my place. I'm not throwing any parties. Why? Because I understand that it's my responsibility to protect my environment, because if my goals and my dreams don't align with the people that I choose to be in my life, I can't have these people in my life. And let me tell you why. Because I take my dreams and I take my own personal progression seriously. And maybe you don't, but you may say that you do. I might ask you a question, say, hey, do all of you want to make more money? You'll say yes. Do all of you want to make progress in your life? You'll say yes. Then I said, okay, great. Then I look at your phone and see who you're texting. Then I look at your phone and see who you're calling. I look at your history and see what type of website you're visiting. I look at your social media, see what you're watching on social media. Then I start to think. I say, well, this person says they're committed. This person said they're serious about changing. This person said that they're serious about making progress. But their actions don't align. See, a lot of you, your actions don't align. And you know this. And I'm here to tell you, that's why you're not making progress. It's not because you don't have a mentor. It's not because there's no opportunities on the planet. As a matter of fact, there are more opportunities than ever before to do whatever you want to do in life. Oh my God, you're insane. You have fell in love with your piss poor thoughts. You don't even know it. You have fell in love with your toxicity. You have fell in love with feeling miserable. You know, I look at the comments at times, and you know, I just look at the comments. And there's always somebody say, "Well, what's I'm going through it right now?" That person has fell in love with their toxicity, because that's a toxic thought. I'm going through it right now. Okay. What does that even mean, you're going through it? Right? Write this down. Every thought and everything that you feel doesn't need to be communicated to you or to the world. Write that down. It's important to understand. Every thought and everything that you feel doesn't need to be communicated to yourself or to the world. Because what you don't realize, you know, when people say, "Oh, I'm trying to get away, I'm trying to get rid of these negative thoughts. I'm trying to get rid of these negative thoughts. You know, I don't want any negative thoughts." Well, how do you get rid of negative thoughts if you keep communicating negative thoughts? Like, how do you get rid of the negative experiences if you just keep communicating negative experiences? Like, you're telling everybody your business. You're telling everybody everything that's going wrong. Telling everybody how you feel. Right? And you know what the sad part is? They say, "Well, that's healthy, Wes. You know, you got to vent. You got to talk to your psychologist. You got to talk to your psychiatrist." And I beg to differ. And let me tell you why. Because I think just verbally vomiting your negative thoughts and your negative this, like, it just doesn't serve you. Like, I get it. If you want to just talk about it to get it out, okay. But, like, it doesn't serve you, though. It doesn't make anything better. It may make you feel better, but it doesn't mean that you are better. You get it? Like, you may feel good to vent and talk about all your problems. "Oh, this happened, and this person did this, and this happened to her, and this happened at my job, this happened in the business." Okay, great. You might feel better. You might say, "Oh, I feel good. I got it all out." Okay, but that doesn't mean that you're going to do better. Right? That doesn't mean that now you're going to choose better friends because you're complaining about the friends. That doesn't mean that you're going to choose better people in your life because you chose the people that's in your life. That doesn't mean that you're going to make better decisions. Unfortunately, many of you are so unintelligible people. You don't think. It says that in the book. It said men fail because they just don't think. Don't think. I get it. Listen, we all are going through something. I guess. We all have pain. Amen. We all have hiccups and issues and problems. I get it. From your children, from your relationships, from your finances, from your body. I get it. But the one power that we all possess is the power to choose what we think about. We have the power to make decisions. Okay, I'm not feeling the best right now. What if I woke up and I say, "You know, I'm just not feeling my best." You know what I would do personally? I would say, "Well, Wesley Virgin, how do you want to feel?" See, this is called self-therapy. Many of you want to go to other people to find therapy. You want to go to your pastors. You want to go to psychologists, psychiatrists. You want to go to Wesley Virgin to get therapy. But why not you apply self-therapy? Just ask yourself a question. If you're not feeling that well, just say, "Well, how do you want to feel?" "I want to feel better." "Well, how do you feel better? What do you need to think about to feel better?" "Well, I can think about that I woke up this morning. I can think about that I got beautiful kids. I got a beautiful family." "Oh, okay." "I can think about that maybe I don't have the car that I want, but at least I got a car." "Okay, I have an apartment. I got a house." "Shit, 2 years ago, I was sleeping on the street. 2 years ago, I was staying with someone." "Okay, I'm making progress." Does that make sense? It's like many of you refuse to apply self-therapy in your life. Does that make sense? Comment the word value if you got value here this Sunday morning here. Comment the word value if you got some value here. I want you to only fall in love with the thoughts of positivity. Sin. And to fall in love with the thoughts of positivity is just to think that way. You know what I do when I wake up? Right before I wake up, I just you may call me a narcissist, but this is what I do every morning. In my mind, I say, Wesley, you're amazing. You're perfect. You're great. You're smart. You're charismatic. You're confident. Like, I just talk to myself right before I get up, like right before I meditate every morning. This is what I say to myself. Inside my mind, I say, you're wonderful, Wes. I'm so proud of you. You're beautiful. You're spectacular. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're influential. You're a leader of many people around the world, hundreds of millions of people. This is your day. Every day is your day, Wes. You got your private jet. Wes, you're making $1 million a day. Like, I do this every morning, almost unconsciously now. I just start, and I lay on my right side, and the more I sit, the more I begin to smile. Like, I'm unconsciously programming myself every morning. Why can't you do the same thing? And I get it. In the beginning, it's difficult because when you open your eyes, you know, you say, well, back to reality. Back to my ridiculous, boring, suffering life. And that's the issue with so many of you, that you can't detach what you call reality to the reality that's taking place in your mind. I want you to realize that you have to make the reality that you are imagining in your mind, you have to make that more real. Like, if you want to be a more positive person, you have to make it more real in the mind first. Because it's not going to become real in the third dimensional world. You know, third dimensional world is everything that we can see, touch, smell, and hear. You know, it's everything outside of us. If you want to change the third dimensional world, which a lot of you call your reality, you have to begin to change the reality in your mind. What does that mean? You have to spend more time with yourself internally. This is why we meditate. But I get it. A lot of you don't want to meditate. A lot of you feel, oh, I can't meditate. I don't know. I get negative thoughts that pop up in my mind when I meditate. I just can't stand still. Listen, well, I have another option for you. That's the reason why Wesley Virgin created what is called Dream Res. Now we have technology that can use music. Music of your choice. Music filled with your desires and your dreams. And all you need to do is listen to it. So instead of meditating, you just listen to this music that you create. You're the producer of the song. And you just listen to it. That's all you need to do. It's 100 times better than meditation, by the way. Because the great thing about music, it puts your brain and your mind in a state of plasticity. Let me use another word that you'll understand. It just relaxes the mind. That's what music does. It makes the brain very malleable, which gives it an opportunity to rewire. The app is available and it's free for all my people out there that said they can't meditate, but you listen to music, right? But if you can listen to music, you can change your life. I only bring that up is because there are opportunities. There are so many different tools and resources now for you to recondition your mind for what you want. It's easier ways to be able to strip all these negative thoughts, all these thoughts of toxicity out of your mind to begin to assimilate the positive thoughts. Okay? Your life, you can't make progress without being positive about something. Does that make sense? Smash the love button if you got value here on this Sunday. Beautiful morning here. How many of you believe, and I want you to be very honest with me, how many of you believe that you're changing? Come at the word, I am changing, Wes. If you truly believe that right here in this moment, that everything in life happens for a reason, it's a reason why you're here with me right now on this podcast, on the phone with me, on the live. I want you to come at the word, I am changing, only if you believe that you are changing. See, I'm changing, Wes. I'm changing, Wes. What are you changing? I'm changing my behavior, Wes. I'm changing my attitude, Wes. I'm changing the people that are around me, Wes. I'm changing the places that I'm selecting to go to, Wes. I'm changing on how I carry myself, Wes. I'm changing my communication styles, Wes. I'm changing from negativity to positivity, Wes. I'm changing. Comment below if that's you. If you're changing. Okay? I love you. I appreciate all of you. I want you to listen to this rant again. I want you to realize that. I want you to fall in love with your thoughts of pessimism. I want you to fall in love with those thoughts of positivity. I want you to remember at the same time somebody is dying, somebody is being born. At the same time somebody is losing, somebody is winning. At the same time somebody is going broke, somebody is making $1 million today. At the same time somebody is angry and upset and pissed off, somebody is happy and laughing. At the same time somebody is shutting down their business, somebody is starting a brand new business. At the same time somebody's going through a divorce, somebody's getting married. At the same time somebody's child is passing away, another child is being born. At the same time somebody's getting into a brand new relationship, they're happy. Somebody is leaving their relationship. But I want you to understand that the law of polarity, at the same time something that's not going well somewhere on this planet, the opposite of that thing is happening. Okay? Remember that. The world is not negative. The world is not all bad. The world is not fucked up. The world is perfect. The world is a blessing. The world is abundant. And all you have to do, listen up. Hey, listen. All you have to do is just choose to see it that way. That's it. God dang. That's it. You could be laying in your bed right now. You know, despite what's happening in your life right now. You could just choose to feel that life is a blessing. That's it. It's just a choice. You don't have to get up. You don't have to go make money. You don't have to go to the gym. You can lay in your bed. You can just choose to feel that life is a blessing. You can just choose it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to invest anything. You can just choose. Say, you know what? Today is going to be the best day of my life. You could just say that. Like, I challenge all of you to say, this week is going to be the most profitable week of my life. I dare you. Just to say it. Doesn't cost a thing to say that. Say, this week, everything that I want is going to take place. You could just say it. It doesn't cost any money. You don't have to invest in any program. You don't have to download an app. You don't have to watch another video. You could just say it. You could say, you know what? This week is going to be a phenomenal week. This is going to be the week of progression. This week, I'm going to feel happy. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to meet positive people. I'm going to meet the people that I need in my life, in my business to progress. Like, you can just, everybody on this live right now can literally say that with me. And listen, what if it happens? What if this week become the best week of your life? What if this week your business becomes profitable for the first time? What if this week you find the love of your life? What if this week you just start to go to the gym every day? What if this week you just wake up tomorrow morning just happy for no reason? What if everything on your vision board all your desires that you've written in your journal come to pass. What if? I love you. I love all of you. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you for liking this. If you got any value, please share this and like it as well. You can tag people below to share this message with other people. I'll see you next Sunday. And remember, if you want access to my app, the Dream Res app, that's www.dreamrizriz.com. The first music app on the planet using AI technology that allows you to listen to music, a song that you create to program your mind for success and wealth. You're gonna love the song. It's powerful and it's free. Just go to the App Store. We're not on Android, we're on the App Store. If you have an iPhone, download it, create your song, and just listen to it as much as humanly possible. Listen to it just like you listen to Drake and all those other artists on the planet. But listen to your song to begin to rewire your mind for the success and the desires that you deserve to have. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Let's go.